completing what we are meant to do is a larger picture. It's not chota chota task. That comes much later. So human journey takes place through three stages. One is where it is completely submerged in nature. There is nothing to be completed except passing your one first exam, one second. And if you don't mess it up, by and large, you are through. So it's like a journey through nature, in nature, submerged. It's called as Asanna Mrityu, where the soul is completely under the influence of nature and you are just growing. It doesn't even know what it has to complete. It has no real mission except just going through all the experiences. So it's accumulating experience. Like children accumulate experiences as they go through school. And in this school, there is no pass or fail. You get an experience, you move on. So a long journey is like that. So nothing will apply except that you are growing. That may be many lives. So you know. Then the real thing comes, there comes a point when a new journey begins, where you want to, there's an aspiration. Let's put it like there's a conscious aspiration, which you know, all of us here, we want in some way or the other to connect with the divine reality, to become whatever way one with him. So that's when it comes, ki day in my life, did I live to really be close to my aspiration, or did I do things which were completely contrary? That's the question that one has to ask. And this question comes much before death, that one begins to take a look. In psychology, we say around 60s, you know, people look back and they see it's like a re-evaluation of their life. It's an opportunity given. And one sees that whether I have really lived according to my highest aspiration or I have just messed it up. So when you, almost everybody would be somewhere midway. To live by your highest aspiration is rare. At the same time, completely messing up is also very rare. So one reorients, rechanges oneself. So at the time of death, what happens is that just before you depart, it's like a flash of images which comes to the psychic being of all the deeper truths that you have manifested, expressed. Usually it's a 10-minute film. Whole lifetime. I know a lot of, because I've written a book, studies also on this, but I'm not entering into it because it will take a long time. But it's a very short film for most people. And that's all. Then there's no pass or fail, you go on. It's not like, oh, you didn't do something which you were meant to do. But you have seen something, you have now, okay, I have to develop more on this. Let's take an example just to understand. An example given by the mother. That supposing in one life, one is Beethoven. Because see, this psychic vision is very different. He produced the best music in the world. So does it mean that Beethoven says, I have done what I had to do. Damn God, thank you. Wonderful. No. She says he may come back as a cobbler. It's approaching the same problem from another angle. I know of a man who was super rich. And he is the man who started this place, Viorbindo Dham. Some of us may have heard on the banks of Kaveri. He was narrating me his story. He said, I'm a rich man. I earned so much money to throw away. Some people would ask, you know, when somebody said, we want to build some place of, you also earned. Why are you asking money? So once somebody asked for Vridhrashram, he said, no, I'm not going to give money. So then he said, they were friends. He said, ek Babaji ka kuch pravachan sunne. That Swamiji also, I know, he turned towards Mother and Sri Aurobindo subsequently. We were good friends. And I would tell him, ki aap ye kya guru dam ye sanyasi kapda pehen ke kyun ghum rahe. Kehte, you are right, but kya karu, mere disciple mujhe chhodenge nahi. He was deeply rooted with good experiences. So he was, both have narrated this story to me. So this person, he went there and he heard only one thing. See, when you have today an opportunity to give, in whatever way, it's not only about money, energy, etc. You give maximum that you can do for the divine. Kyunki agla janam mein ho sakta hai ki tumko ek bhikari hoke aana pade. Ab wo usko itna hit kiya, you know, it hit him. It's like mother saying you may come as a cobbler. He said, oh my God, I never looked at it like that. He was imagining ki main bhikari se aa raha hu. अब वो कहता है कि नहीं नहीं ये नहीं करना है मैं कुछ करूं आई हैव गॉट सो बेसिकली व्हाट इज द मिशन मिशन इज दैट सर्टेन थिंग वेरी सिंपली दैट देयर नेचर हैज क्रिएटेड देयर इज अ इंटेलेक्ट देयर इज अ लाइफ एनर्जी देयर इज अ इमोशन इमोशनल बीइंग देयर इज अ फिजिकल बॉडी सो व्हाट इज इट दैट आई एम गिविंग बैक to put it very simply to the Creator. This is the mission. It's not like special mission that comes at the next level. When we go through that, a time comes when the original urge of the psychic being, when the psychic being is fully developed. Now it is ready for the Mission Impossible Part Infinity. That's the time it comes with a very special work it has to do. It is equipped like that. The situation, circumstances will be like that. And then we don't have to worry because by then, it's no more ki it didn't do. It can happen, but it's very, very rare. You will be led towards it. Choti pakad ke Bhagwan kara de. So, generally the only question one has to ask at the time of death, I mean, one doesn't ask but see, that so much I received, and this is also consistent with common sense of sadhana. I used to feel it as 16, 17 when I just joined FMC. So I was thinking, अरे मेरा इतना आसानी से हो गया, लेकिन मेरा intelligence तो मेरा नहीं है, ये तो भगवान ने दिया है, ये तो बाद में मैं agnostic भी बना, because moksha was something I didn't like. But just to say that everything, if we look at it, has been a gift from the Creator, call him whatever name. What am I doing with it? I can enjoy it and throw it away, it's up to me. Not that he will take offense. Or I can put it to the highest possible use that I can imagine of my faculties. Very few do that because it's exceptional sincerity is required. Most of us have our own idea ki if I have done this little bit, what is called in Hindi as dan punya kar diya. But that's not what is meant by that. Even in giving, there may be a tremendous ego. There's a story of Rahim that whenever he would be giving something, he would keep his eyes low. So he asked, why are you doing this? He says, because I am worried that when he says thank you, my ego should not come up that, oh, I am the one who is giving. And see, all great people realize it at some point. I had watched a documentary on Bismillah Khan. And he says at the end, he says, people say, Wah Bismillah Khan, Bismillah Khan ki bas, ki shehnai, Bismillah Khan ki phook. Are, Wah to uska, jisne Bismillah Khan bana diya. He says, I would have been nothing. So this gratitude, this giving to the divine in whatever way that comes to you highest. Now when we look at life like that, then it would appear that we are thieves. Sri Aurobindo spoke of that when he wrote to his mind. He has what he has not experienced. And he is writing to his wife. He says, I have three madnesses. And one of them he says, I have lived till now like a thief. Why thief? Thief is somebody who is stealing somebody else's. And he says, all that I have has been given to me by the divine, by God. Sri Aurobindo used the word God. Mother uses the word divine because God in the Western context has been completely finished. He says, God has given me all this. I have given only 2 annas back to him and kept 14 annas with him. Very touching letter. That's all we have to do. Nothing else. We have to give back to the Creator, to the creation. But all the time, this is in 100 ways. So that way, if we look, it's very little. Jitna de sake hum, srishti ke kalyan ke liye, Ishwar ke prati, Ishwar, Ishwar ke kaam, Ishwar, I don't mean. That is the only thing which is of worth. You know that story of Tagore, it touches me so much. Heard about that story? Okay, there are plenty of stories. Okay. This one is where he is carrying a sack of grain. It's a story he tells. And suddenly everybody is stopping. Jagannath is coming, Jagannath is coming. Oh, everybody has stopped. He with his sack, everybody has a list. I'll ask this. By then suddenly Jagannath comes. He doesn't know what I should ask. And instead of his asking, suddenly Jagannath stretches his hand and says, give. He's not ready. Dena hai, ye toh suna nahi tha. So it takes out a grain of wheat and gives heavy hearted. क्यों से भगवान ने मेरे से मांग लिया, मेरे को टाइम भी नहीं दिया पूछने का. ही कम्स बैक विद ए हैवी हार्ट एंड हिज वाइफ आस्क्स, आई हर्ड दैट जगन्नाथ वॉज कमिंग, व्हाट डिड यू आस्क? ही सेज ये तो ही गेव मी नो टाइम, आई डिडंट हैव अ लिस्ट, आई कुड हैव हैंडेड ओवर द लिस्ट. ही स्ट्रेच्ड हिज हैंड, आई थॉट फॉर द लिस्ट, बट ही सेज व्हाट इफ यू टू गिव. उल्टा वो मेरे से लेके चले गए गेहूं. तो पहले तो दोनों में लड़ाई हुई. स्टोरी. कितने मूर्ख हो, बुद्ध हो. फिर ये गेहूं निकाला, देखा एक गेहूं का जो दाना था उसमें गोल्डन हो गया था. देन ही फील्स पिटी ऑन हिमसेल्फ कि मैंने एक ही क्यों दिया. Don't think what I have to do and what divine has to fulfill through me. There may still be a mental question. When it has comes to divine will reveal. I don't deny that there is something, there is a work to do. And specifically when a psychic being has fully developed, when it is free, then it comes back with the work and the mission is revealed. In 100 ways it will be revealed. We don't have to worry about it. But the question one should ask at the time of death and probably every day in life or whenever we can, that everything that I have received belongs to the divine. क्या किया था मैंने जो बुद्धि आ गई मेरे अंदर, मैंने क्या दिया उनको या उनकी सेवा में. And in the answer to this question lies the measure of sincerity. वही count करता और कुछ. Mother says with that we can stop. Give all you do. Give all you have. That is the beginning. Have is not Udhagir Divya. Now this is not mine. This is the Divine Mother. I must use it with this full idea. Give all you have. That is the beginning. Give all you do. That is the continuation. Ab kya bacha hai? Give all you are. That is the consummation. Okay, thank you so much. Jai Ma. Jai Ma. Jai Ma.